Hachette Audio presents The Brave, written by Nicholas Ebbins, read by Michael Emerson.
For my sister, Susan Britton. The free have lost what mattered. The brave stay home in bed. The white hat now bespattered with the blood of needless dead. Our heroes all are banished. We rode them out of town, the valiant who vanished when the sun was going down. Shane Vanquois, Men in White Hats. Semper Fortis. The boy followed the guard along the corridor, watching the sway of his wide backside and the belt with its handcuffs and baton and the big bunch of keys that jangled as he walked. The back of the man's blue shirt was stained with sweat, and he kept wiping his neck with the palm of one hand. It was a part of the prison the boy hadn't been allowed into before. The walls were bare and whitewashed, and there were no windows, just fluorescent boxes on the ceiling speckled inside with dead bugs. The air was still and hot and smelled of stale cabbage. He could hear distant voices, someone shouting, someone laughing, the clank and echo of metal doors. Somewhere a radio was playing the Beatles' new number one, A Hard Day's Night. The boy's weekly visits usually took place in the long hall next to the waiting room. He was almost always the only child there, and the guards knew him by now and were friendly, chatting with him as they led him to one of the booths. Then he'd have to sit there staring through the glass divider, waiting for them to bring his mother in through the steel door in the back wall. There were always two guards with rifles. He would never forget the shock of that first time they had let her in, the sight of her in her ugly brown prison dress and handcuffs and ankle chains, her hair cut short like a boy's. He'd felt a pain in his chest, as if his heart were being prized open like a mussel shell. When she came in, she always scanned the booths for him and smiled when she saw him, and the guard would bring her over and sit her down in front of him and remove the cuffs, and she would kiss the palm of her hand and press it to the glass, and he would do the same. But today it was different. They were going to be allowed to meet in a private room, just the two of them, with no divider. They would be able to touch, for the first time in almost a year, and for the last...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?